KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. I'll take you a look at sports from around the area last night. In high school soccer action, it was Perry edging Atlantic by a final of 2-1. That's in girls soccer play last night. Turning our attention to high school softball action last night locally. In the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood defeating Clarinda 12-5. Also from the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW, a 20-1 victory over Tri-Center. Logan Magnolia beat Trainer 2-0. Also, Underwood down Missouri Valley 6-2. That game ended after five innings due to the weather last night. From the Missouri River Conference, Thomas Jefferson and Abe Lincoln split a doubleheader with TJ winning 5-2 in the opener. AL takes the nightcap by an 8-4 contest. Bluegrass Conference action saw Orient Maxburg beat Moulton Udell by a final of 13-6. And a non-conference play around the area last night, Cam, a winner over Southwest Valley, 10-7 was the final. Nottoway Valley beating Shenandoah 11-5. It was Carroll over Denison Sleswig 16-4. Ames defeating Creston 12-4. Lennox beat Sydney 7-2. And Fremont Mills posting a 13-3 win over Bedford in girls softball play last night. In boys baseball action around the area last evening in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Glenwood a winner over Clarinda. That game went 8-3, the final. Western Iowa Conference play saw Trainer outscore Logan Magnolia 17-10. Also, AHSTW at Tri-Center was suspended. Tri-Center had a 19-1 lead in the third, but that game had to be suspended due to the weather last night, and so they'll resume that game. They'll pick it up on June 11th. Also, Missouri Valley at Underwood, also a suspended game last night. Underwood is up 12-4, a game in the fourth inning when it had to be stopped by the weather conditions, and they, too, will pick up the rest of that game on June 11th. From the Missouri River Conference last night, it was Abraham Lincoln sweeping a pair from Thomas Jefferson in boys baseball. Abe Lincoln winning 13-0 in the opener, and it was the Lynx over the over Thomas Jefferson 4-1 in the second game as well. Also, Bluegrass Conference play, Orient Maxburg 7-6. They defeat Moulton Udell. In non-conference boys baseball action last night, Cam outscores Southwest Valley by a final of 22-12. It was Nottoway Valley defeating Greene County 9-8. That game stopped after five innings due to lightning in the area. St. Albert beating West Harrison 13-4. It was Carroll downing Denison Sleswig 13-3. Lennox a winner over Sydney 22-4. Bedford beat Fremont Mills 11-4. Arweva topping South Central Calhoun by a 16-9 final. And it was IKM Manning at Coon Rapids Bayard last night. It was the Crusaders leading 7-2. That game was in the bottom of the fifth when that had to be suspended last night because of the weather conditions. They'll pick that one up in progress on June 9th, coming up later on this year. In Major League Baseball action last night, the White Sox scored early, and that gave the Cardinals fits last night as the Sox picked up an 8-3 win over St. Louis in a game heard here on KJAN. St. Louis picked up 10 hits, but with runners in scoring position, they struggled last night, just 3-for-15. Nolan Arenado and Matt Carpenter each had a couple of hits. Jack Flaherty was hit up for 7 runs, 3 of those earned on 6 hits over just 3 2/3 innings as he suffers his first loss of the season. Flaherty now 8-1 on the season. Also, the Royals are back to .500 now as they beat the Rays last night, and they stopped the Rays' 11-game winning streak with a 2-1 victory. Carlos Santana belted a home run. Salvador Perez drove in the other run for the Royals. Adalberto Mondesi made his season debut with a pair of doubles, and Brad Keller struck out 7 over 7 innings, throwing 4-hit, 1-run ball as Jake Brents and Kyle Zimmer combined to get the final 6 outs of that game as the Royals even their mark at 23-23 on the season. Elsewhere in baseball last night, the Cubs rallied from 3-0 down to beat the Pirates 4-3. It was the Phillies 2-0 over the Marlins. The Blue Jays topping the Yankees 6-2. Reds over the Nationals 2-1. Braves beat the Red Sox 3-1. Indians over the Tigers 4-1. Mets beat the Rockies 3-1. Padres down the Brewers 7-1. Twins over the Orioles 7-4. Dodgers beat the Astros 9-2. Angels over the Rangers 11-5. Giants shut out the Diamondbacks 8-0. And it was the Mariners over the Athletics by a final of 4-3. In the NBA playoffs, Brooklyn beat Boston 130-108. The Nets have a 2-0 lead in that series. The LA Lakers beat Phoenix 109-102 to tie that series at a game each. Dallas beat the LA Clippers 127-121 as the Mavericks take a 2-0 lead in that series. In the National Hockey League playoffs, Toronto beat Montreal 4-0 last night. The Maple Leafs have a 3-1 lead in that series. And Carolina takes a 3-2 edge now over Nashville in their series with a 3-2 overtime win last night over the Predators. And former University of Iowa quarterback Jason Manson has been named Director of Player Development for the Iowa football team. Kirk Ferentz, the head football coach, made that announcement yesterday. The Director of Player Development serves as a guide for student athletes as they transition from high school to college, supporting their academic and football successes while creating a positive and memorable college experience. Former Hawkeye Sam Brinks has been the interim director for that role over the last 10 months. As a player at Iowa, Manson lettered in 2005 and 2006, playing both quarterback and wide receiver. His career totals included completing 42 of 85 pass attempts for 442 yards and a touchdown. He had 22 career rushing attempts for 93 yards and 3 pass receptions for 22 yards. Manson led Iowa to a double overtime win at Syracuse in 2006 in his only start at quarterback. That's Check of Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.